We're singing in Psalm 69 this evening, and we sing from the beginning in Psalm number 69 and verses 1 to 4. Let us pray together, shall we? Heavenly Father, when we sing psalms such as we are singing this evening, we are reminded that there is a time for plaintive thoughts and tunes and words. And these psalms which strike that serious and sometimes sad note, they are a reminder to us, O God, that the life of God's people is not one continual victory or happy experience, and all is not always bright and on the mountaintops of joy and assurance. But we know that there are dark valleys and the shadows, sometimes even the shadow of death itself, overcomes us and clouds our experience with an ingredient of sorrow and seriousness. And we find this not only in the Psalms, but in the prophets. We find the prophets weeping. We find they were carrying the burden of the Lord. And we find the same in the Gospels, as they record for us the experiences of our Lord Jesus Christ, the times in which he was cast down and sorrowful, in an anguish, and sometimes walking very lonely, continually misunderstood and misapplied, misrepresented, and even his disciples failing to support him at times of need, and sometimes not only failing him, but denying him, fleeing from him to save their own securities, leaving him alone in the midst of his crucifiers. And we recognize the same in the writings of the apostles. We find Paul and Peter and John in the book of Revelation, captive, exiled in the Isle of Patmos there on his own. And always as we look into the history of God's people, we find that there are those solemn places and solemn times, almost on the verge of despair. And down through the long history of the Christian church, we find it is the same story. And our Lord has warned us of this and told us that in the world we shall have tribulations. Be of good cheer, because he has overcome the world. Even before he goes to the cross, he has overcome the world. And so as we sing these words this evening, we pray that we would be thankful that the scripture is so honest. It records for us realities. It does not pretend to give us good times only. It does not pretend that we will be immunized against the sorrows of this present world. It does not tell us lies when it describes discipleship, not simply as ending with the cross, but the very first beginning steps of following him is to take up the cross daily, and there is no mention of ever laying it down again, taking it up, facing each new day with new difficulties, new decisions, new temptations to overcome, new choices to make, new opportunities to make up our mind, whether we belong to Christ or belong to the world. Fresh opportunities placed before us when the way of peace and pleasantness is presented to us as a broad door that leads to a broad gate. And everything and everybody seems to be going in there and having a good time. And the way that leads to life is so narrow, it's almost, as it were, easily missed, because few there are that find it. And it is so narrow we can hardly see it even. And we go in alone with no baggage. And so we pray that we would remember these glorious and grim realities. And remember that where Christ leads us is often through difficult places. But in the end, he leads us to glory and happiness and joy, where there is no sin, no death, no sorrow, no tears, and no temptations to face, no devil to trouble us, no world to allure us, and the flesh no longer troubling us, made perfect in holiness. And so as we sing these psalms, we pray that we would remember that these are serious issues and that we are looking at another serious issue this evening. So deliver us from flippancy, deliver us from levity, deliver us from superficiality, deliver us from being hard ground and shallow soil. May we be good soil, O God. And may the word go deep into us. May it germinate well, produce good fruit. And may this occasion gathered here this evening as we are, may this be another of those means of grace. And may the grace of God be in the means that we seek now to attend to. This is our prayer, and this we pray for the glory of God. And always through Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, let us read in the Gospel according to John in chapter 17, the famous high priestly prayer. And we shall read the whole of this chapter. In John's Gospel, chapter 17, these words spoke Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given to him. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gave me out of the world. Thine they were, thou gavest them to me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given to me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil, or the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and those have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. And so on. Let us continue then to sing to God's praise in Psalm 69. And from verse number 5, we sing to verse 11.
Lord, thou my Father, Lord.